Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and two-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry. Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and two-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
You know, I'd like to get the Fox properties out of the way. We talked about Deadpool last week, Deadpool 2 last week. And I also need to simmer down, okay, because I want to make this show last, and I have a laundry list of things I want to talk about that can take me to the end of the year and then trickle in new things as we come into contact with them. So I kind of need to slow it down and make sure I only do one episode a week. I feel like I don't want to exhaust my list in the beginning of the year, and then come summer... only be able to talk about new things and have to go to the theater and spend all that kind of money. So I did want to talk about X-Men Apocalypse, because it did come out after the Hero Heads podcast, and reviews were all over the place for this movie. I mean, you had around 50% for Metacritic, or 48 for Rotten Tomatoes, but then like Google users gave like an 80, and IMDb gave it a 7, and just like, all right, so which is it? And, you know, I like James McAvoy as Professor X. I like this generation of X-Men. And, you know, Patrick Stewart's great and all, but this is just better. It's more believable, in a way. It's just more, it's easier to soak it in, you know? Because in the comics, I mean, he never came off as necessarily elderly. Just because someone is wheelchair-bound and has no hair doesn't mean they're, you know, one foot in the grave. No offense to Patrick Stewart. But, yeah, I thought X-Men Apocalypse was actually one of the best in the series when it comes to first class. The script was excellently done. It was written by Ken Berg, who also wrote Days of Future Past, which I wish they would have kept a little bit more to the comic. The plot was taken from the 1986 comic Fall of the Mutants. And, you know, it was actually pretty true to form, which most Fox properties are when it comes to source material. And, you know, the overall... idea of the film, just featuring kind of the you know, Insabanur, who is one of the original mutants. I don't know. I think that the pacing was well. I think the acting was well. I think the story was extremely well done. You had your little cameos that you expect. And when Apocalypse first comes back, when he first emerges again, the power that he wields is, and it should be, extremely epic and very powerful. It's kind of like when, you know, people hated the Fantastic Four reboot, but how powerful Dr. Doom is. It kind of felt like that. And abilities-wise, it was perfect. Overall ending was perfect. Lead up to the next film is well-stated. Even the trickling in of jokes, which I think that Fox does a better job at Disney Marvel than timing and trickling in their jokes. I feel like when Fox does a joke, it's very subtle. It's usually strictly for the audience. Like when they go and see the movie and they comment that, you know, the third one's always the worst kind of thing. So when you look at the characters introduced and the characters, the way they were portrayed, long list of characters, okay? So we had Cyclops, of course, Jean Grey, Psylocke, Nightcrawler, Storm, Havoc. Stryker's always in the distance, but he doesn't count. Angel, Jubilee, finally. Quicksilver, which is usually everybody's favorite part. But Speedsters always have a place in people's heart. Beast, Mystique, Magneto, Professor X, of course. And Magneto's backstory in this movie was amazing. And, you know, I wish the best. Did $543 million at the box office. Only took $178 million to make. So, I mean, it was very profitable. With the Dark Phoenix set to launch this summer, we'll see if that continues on. I know with, you know, the Fox-Disney merge, if there's going to be some hiccups for the future of the X-Men franchise, and of course there will be. Because when this happens, we're going to see massive reboots of a lot of things, and maybe distancing themselves even further. I mean, we saw what, because of Marvel, you know, the comics, you know, they're trying to almost destroy the mutant name. And that's, you know, it's actually almost very political, very business. Disney Marvel doesn't own the property for the film, so let's destroy them in the comic and make them unwatchable to hardcore fans. But luckily, Fox pulls all the material from the 80s, and with everything that comes with not being official, Marvel Disney, if you're not Marvel Disney, you're going to have some criticism. And this film had some unique criticism. I would say. Billboards in Los Angeles and New York showed Apocalypse choking Mystique. Critics advocated that, said that it advocated violence against women. Why is this, you know, Rose McGowan was totally against it. The Hollywood Reporter did a huge problem, you know, huge article on the problem, and, Fox, you know, they quoted as saying Fox thinks casual violence against women is the way to market a film. Okay. I'm pretty sure all of these movies depict violence against women in some way. nobody seemed to be upset by the way Gwen Stacy died in Spider-Man. I mean, you know, there's always, you know, not to take it away, but I mean, damsels in distress or gentlemen in distress. I mean, there's distress in these movies. in no way is this specific to a certain gender. I believe that Prince Hans was going to strike down Elsa. I'm pretty sure that's violence against women as well. He had his sword raised, did he not? But yet that's okay. That's okay because Disney has all the money. And they control more than we know. Not to get conspiratorial. But the reviews that come out for Marvel films are inflated, unrealistic, incorrect. And some of them are just complete BS. So that's kind of why I'm doing this podcast, really. Because I don't feel the same way that most people feel about quote-unquote popular films. So this movie I thought was excellent. I thought it was better than other Marvel Disney productions. Despite its billboards of showing a woman in distress, I'm sure it would have been praised if it was a female character choking a male character, but we're not going to get down that windy road today. X-Men Apocalypse is an important part of the franchise because it brings together the history of mutants and brings it more into light for as long as Fox still owns the property. And I think they're doing an excellent job with these films. I look forward to The Dark Phoenix. I think the cast is excellent for new class, especially with Phoenix and Cyclops. I think they're going to do an excellent job, and we will get to see some chemistry play out, I'm sure. I don't know how much they're going to be like the Dark Phoenix saga, but we'll see in June.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery. Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2 day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
My friends still rave about the Prosecco I brought last year. Let me help make your Friendsgiving unforgettable.
Bordeaux is one of the world's most popular red blends, made from Cabernet, Cab Franc, and Merlot. It also makes the perfect gift for your picky boss.
Having turkey and all the fixings? I suggest an easy-drinking Pinot Noir. For white drinkers, try an unoaked Chardonnay.
Whether you're entertaining or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection with you this holiday. Now offering same-day delivery at TotalWine.com. Cheers!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.